Hey everybody, how's it going? I am your host Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Petaluma, California, here in Studio MC3 at QuickSurf Internet Studios. Linux Newslog is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there as well. Well, here at Linux Newslog, it's a new season, season 17. Episode 1, we have 21 episodes per season, which is half of 42, and we all know how special 42 is for a number. In addition to the new season of Linux Newslog, I am also recording on a new format. So just a quick little rundown, a little bit of the behind the scenes for any of you who may be interested. Previously, I was recording with an actual dedicated video camera. It was a Canon HFM 500 camcorder with a clean feed HDMI out to a offboard Blackmagic Design HyperDeck Shuttle 2 recorder into Avid's DNX HD format. Pretty good picture quality, but I was really looking for a little less depth of field, just so that there's more separation between me and what's behind me here. And even though the HFM 500 has a third inch CMOS sensor that's a native 1080 sensor and really good, quite good dynamic range for the sensor size and quite good picture quality for the sensor size with a 6.1 millimeter f/1.8 lens, I just wasn't getting enough. So usher in what you're watching now, unless it has completely crashed out, in which case I've reverted back to my current system, which is I'm recording as a backup right now. But so now moving forward, it will be with a Canon EOS 70D, which is an APS-C sensor, roughly Super 35, with a 28 millimeter f/1.8 prime lens attached to it. And if you'll notice, quite a bit more bokeh, if you will, quite a bit more separation, quite much more shallower depth of field. So we'll see how it goes. So anyway, with that, let's go ahead and get into the cool stuff for this episode. Starting off over at PC World, AMD wants to improve gaming in Linux and Steam boxes with its Mantle Tools. This is what they're calling it, Mantle Tools. Advanced Micro Devices wants to bring console quality gaming to Linux users by porting its Mantle gaming tools to the OS. Mantle is a set of software development tools to make video game performance smoother and more realistic. It was introduced by AMD last year as the company's answer to Microsoft's DirectX. However, Mantle currently works only with x86 processors on Windows OS and the company's graphics cards. Well, they're looking to potentially change that. Around 50 games have been developed and will be released soon using Mantle Tools, with more in the works. Beyond Windows, AMD sees a vast opportunity to reveal the goodness of gaming in Linux, said Richard Huddy, gaming scientist at AMD. So this is pretty interesting. I'm curious to see really what comes of this. They've received requests to port Mantle to Linux, and over time, AMD will dedicate resources to that task. However, they haven't provided a time frame for when those Linux games will become available on Mantle. I see I'm totally going out of focus here, which is just wonderful. So should be pretty interesting to see what comes of it. Let me just rack focus in here. So I'm curious, really what's going to happen. From ZDNet, Kai OS hands-on with this solid and focused Linux distribution. This is from Jamie's mostly Linux stuff blog over at ZDNet. Pretty interesting. He says, when I saw the release announcement for Kai OS 2014.06 on DistroWatch, it caught my eye for two reasons. First, because there have been a few times when I have thought I would really like to have a special KDE-focused distribution with rolling updates where I could find and test the latest in the KDE software collection and associated packages. So pretty cool. And second, because I've recently been trying and writing about a totally over-the-top Linux distribution, my Kulu with absolutely everything thrown in, including the kitchen sink and whatever other appliances and paraphernalia were within reach, so the prospect of a smaller, carefully focused, and selective distribution sounded quite interesting. So he gives a little bit of a rundown of that and kind of what to expect, if you will. I thought it was an interesting read and thought I would share it with everybody in the audience. From Network World, a quick look, Linux Lite 2.0. There's a nice little slideshow / review of a distro called Linux Lite 2.0. Again, it's a quick look. For those of you who are looking for a light distribution, this may be your answer, so should be pretty interesting. From OS News, Linux 3.15 has been released. The Linux kernel 3.15 has been released. It resumes much faster in systems with hard disks, and it adds support for cross-renaming two files atomically, which is really nice. It adds new file allocate modes that allow to remove the range of a file or set it to zero. Again, really nice. It adds a new file locking API memory management and adapts to working set size changes. All good stuff to have, so definitely something to check out and look into. From the VAR guy over at thevarguy.com, Linode unveils a $10 a month Linux cloud hosting plan with SSD storage in celebration of its 11th anniversary. Cloud host Linode has slashed its prices. Users can now purchase hosting plans on Linux powered servers with SSD storage starting at $10 a month. This is awesome. The offering was made possible through a $45 million upgrade of Linode's infrastructure back in April 2014, which brought SSD storage to the company's servers, as well as Intel's Xeon E5 2680V2 Ivy Bridge processors, more RAM, and a higher network throughput. So definitely something to look into for sure. From virtualizationreview.com, Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization gets a big update. Version 3.4 adds several new ways to manage and provision VMs in large numbers and adds some significant OpenStack features that simplify VM provisioning and networking in the cloud. Fresh on the heels of the release of Red Hat Enterprise Linux 7, the company today released Red Hat Enterprise Virtualization 3.4. The release is a part of the Red Hat cloud infrastructure from which both new products can be managed and deployed. Red Hat RHEV 3.4 is an update, and so it comes with a few new features that they deemed important enough to warrant a point release. A new release, a press release issued by the company has a bunch of details, so definitely go check it out if you are using that software. From the Register, Unisys cozies closer to Intel and sunsets their proprietary processor. Software-defined fabric architectures claim yet another victim. Unisys is hastening the retirement of its proprietary and geriatric mainframe processor, beginning with the 12 new ClearPath systems based on Intel Xeon processors. What a shock. Continuing the ongoing evolution of the ClearPath family to an open architecture based on Intel x86 processors, the company said in a statement, the new models outperform predecessor ClearPath models based on CMOS, which is the complementary metal oxide semiconductor processors. The new systems are based on what Unisys calls an advanced fabric architecture that uses software for processes traditionally performed by hardware powered by Intel Xeon E5 2600 V2 processors. The fabric can incorporate hardware, software, and networking into the Forward by Unisys platform announced last October, which enables secure partitions through Unisys's SPAR tech. So pretty awesome stuff. Definitely check it out. This is something you want to look at. And should be pretty interesting. Anyway, that will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything we've talked about is linked up in the show notes. For those of you who have not already subscribed, please do so. You can do that by heading on over to quickstrife.com. And in the show notes for each and every episode, there's a little section there that has links to subscribe in a variety of formats. If you're watching this on YouTube, or if you want to watch this on YouTube and subscribe on YouTube, I have... if you're actually watching this on YouTube, there's a subscription link below. So with that, I will see all of you on the next episode, and I will talk to you then. See ya.